Hello, here's Heike from mobilepodcast.de, and yes, you are right, absolutely right, I'm talking and speaking in English. Yes, you are also right, I always said I will never do podcasting in English because it's not my native language. But now there's a situation, I was asked to do an episode in English language because colleagues who are interested in would like to understand what I'm podcasting and what I'm talking about. Thanks to Corinne, she gave me the impulse and the motivation to do it. And it's now quite 10 minutes ago that we had a little chat on Twitter due to my last episode about Anchor versus Audioboom, and she said, I wish I could understand it. And this gave me the motivation to start immediately with a short episode about this theme also in English. So I don't do a real translation because everybody who knows me knows that I'm speaking completely free. But I will do a new episode, of course, with the same content and the same issue about this ideas of mine, how I use Anchor and how I use Audioboom and why I use both and what is the main difference for me between these two tools. So first of all, why Anchor and Audioboom? And the first what I want to say is Anchor and Audioboom are not only recording apps. Of course, they are audio recording apps, but not only. In the main time, they are networks. So behind this recording app is a big network, and you have users who can follow you, who can react, and you can build up your community there. So my community is not very, very big in both of these networks, because both are really based in English and the Germans are not so far developed now with these both networks, but we are doing our best to push it. The second issue is Anchor has give you 5 minutes on space to talk about. Audioboom in the basic version has 10 minutes. You can also pay for a pro version so you can grow up to 60 minutes. Maybe I will do it in a few days, weeks, maybe. I don't know. So these are the two first differences of the both. Then the second is the kind of sharing. In Anchor, I publish my wave and then I have to decide, will I share it and how and where will I share it. And then I have to push a button and then I have to push a second button and then it has been shared. A really good offer of Anchor is that I can download my wave as a video. This gives me the possibility, if it's a shorter version, I can also publish it on Instagram, for example. And it's everybody knows you will get more a bigger audience if you will publish on the social networks video. So this is a really, really great benefit of Anchor, that you can download your wave as a video and share this one. But you have to download the video, then you have to upload the video and to share on Audioboom. I defined my setup in a way that when I record my episode and I push the button publish, then immediately in the same time it will be published on Audioboom, it will be published on Twitter, and it will be published immediately on my web page on mobilepodcast.de. So mobilepodcast.de, of course. This is for me as a mobile journalist and a mobile podcast journalist, very, very important and yeah, also easy. So when I'm on the way to an event or when I'm somewhere and I decide now immediately to publish something or don't want to lose some time or don't have the time, I know I can record, I push the button and it is published on 3 different platforms. On Anchor, of course, it's not so difficult to share it on the social networks, but there are 2 steps in between. I have to decide something, I have to do something, and this I don't need to do on Audioboom, and this is what makes it so easy for me. So I thought long time how to use this both networks, but for me it's clear I will use both of them. And not only the workflow is the reason why I use both of them, it's also the content. That means on Audioboom I will explain about tips, tricks, backgrounds. I will tell you about new apps and how to make a good video and what kind of microphone you should use or what are my workflows, what is my experience. On Anchor, I will give you a short view into my kind of work, into my daily work. So I call it a kind of pod snack. A little snack in between, which I try to publish each morning on the work days, so Monday to Friday. Each morning I'm publishing something about my life, my business life, not my private life, and also my experiences on Audioboom. There is more. I help you to develop your business. I give you guidelines, I give you tools, and you can use it. And I love the short versions. I love this short content because I can take a little piece of something, a little piece of chocolate for my work, which helps me to go a step further. But on the other hand, I'm a bit free if there is to tell something more, like this episode now today. And there is a last aspect I want to tell you in between this 10 minutes, because now I'm at 8 minutes. Both of these platforms, Anchor as well as Audioboom, have the possibility that you can use it also on your web. So you can take your real computer, your desktop, and you can, on Audioboom, you can upload other episodes. If you record something in a traditional way, you can also upload it to your Audioboom platform on network. And also you can download. And also this you can do with Anchor. Anchor is built for 24 hours publishing, but if you are clever, then you will set up your profile, your account, that it goes into the archive, then you can republish it all the way. That's what I'm doing with some of my partners, and it works very successful, and you can do interviews. But this I have not tried out. This will be a new episode. Now I wish you a very nice weekend. Next week I'm at the MoyoCon, and this is the first start to improve my English. Well, I hope you can understand it. Also, I'm not a native speaker, but I'm happy if you are interested in. So, see you soon and hear you soon. Bye. Heike.